next morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 KUPD.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th. And it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger. Definitely some disgust.
Rose!
And I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
It's time now for Brady to give you all the news that you missed this weekend, doing whatever it was you were doing, and it's called The Brady Report, and it's brought to you by our friends over at Hooters. This is it, isn't it? This is the last week of April.
Sure is.
Holy smokes. Flying through. Well, we don't have basketball. We don't have football yet. Mercury starts in a week or two.
So we still don't have basketball.
We don't have basketball still. But you do have baseball. And all the baseball games that you want to watch are right there at Hooters. You can swing in, as they say, for happy hour from 3 to 6. Check out their beer of the month for April for another few days. And you do it right there at Hooters and you say, thanks for this Brady Report. Brady Report.
Good Monday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Happy Poem in Your Pocket Day.
Poem?
Poem.
What does that mean?
So they started it years ago. Just
it's not a thing.
Talking really about the history off. Of Poem in Your Pocket Day. Goes back to the days before humans knew how to pen down words.
That's a good
the first
pause.
Poems are believed to have been spoken words and passed down through oral tradition.
How to keep that in your pocket.
Humans. Yeah.
And if it was just orally.
It's been around for a long time, okay. Poem in Your Pocket
None
Day.
None of that made sense, though, because you said that it's been around before people could write down stuff.
Yeah, I think the guy started in 1977.
Because you can't put things you can't write down in your pocket. You can't put words in your pocket if you don't know words.
A couple of basic fun facts. Yeah.
Who's doing poetry before we could write? Like, there was a guy who was poetic. With the language, but
well,
nobody could write?
A lot Roman. Of it started with
cavemen.
They called it like chants and like the biblical days was.
Very a long time before biblical days.
Ballin'.
Oh, no, it goes
you're making something up
back 2500 BC.
Right. But there was writing.
The
there
oldest
was writing
one
then.
Was pyramid texts written in the 25th century BC. The first ever speculative fiction poem. It's believed to be the tale of the shipwrecked sailor.
Yeah, but they wrote it down.
Maybe using pictures and
that's
stuff.
Still writing it down.
Yeah.
But they didn't have poems before they had letters.
Yeah, they had oral poems.
Right, but then you had words. They were writing that stuff down. By the time they could wax poetic...
Nope, they just put it in the ether, John.
I think they're just. Never I don't think they're it. Writing stuff down.
Dear sun
orally
sky.
Before it started.
Beer, fun guy.
Hey, what was that?
Poetry.
Oh,
you should write that down. With what? Oh yeah.
What is right?
You just
write
learn
what
it.
Down.
You learn it.
Well, then you don't put it in your pocket. The whole day is.
We started putting it in our pocket in 77.
Right. Yeah. In the Carter administration.
But then Iliad and, Odyssey. Yeah. Just really, you got to have big pockets for that.
Right. And those were written down. Pretty sure those weren't on the sides of caves. Yeah. Hell of a cave. Homer wrote the whole thing on a wall. You're going to be here for a while.
Channing Tatum played a bartender in Ricky Martin's She Bangs video. He's paid $400.
Nice.
See if Brett knows this one. House music got its name.
From the warehouse in Chicago.
Bingo.
Nice. Brett Vesley. No kidding. I would have had no answer for that.
Zero.
Michael Phelps was rated the second best swimmer in the country in his age group when he was 10. The kid who was number one, Chris Humphreys.
Oh.
The NBA player who married Kim Kardashian for 12 minutes.
Yeah, a half-hour marriage to the Kardashians. The wedding was longer than the marriage.
The step in words like stepmother or stepchild doesn't come from the fact that they're the one step away from being blood related. It comes from an old English word, stiap, which meant deprived of relative, of a relative. So orphans were called stiap children.
Oh. By the way, you don't realize with your ambiguity how you drive this entire town crazy. Me first. Immediately, emails. Wait a minute. We had pockets before we had written word. That's a good point, too. If there's put a poem in your pocket predates when we could write things down, how do you tell somebody you needed pockets? Where's the cave with all these instructions? When did we, like paper? We had pockets before paper? Probably like a pouch.
Yeah, but what are you putting in the pouch?
Not poetry.
Rocks with letters on it?
No, mostly like dead rabbit.
It'd be like dice.
Your stuff for your lips, you know.
Oh, yeah. The women back then had to have balm. Even cave girls hated dry lips.
The first purse.
Yeah, probably the first pockets were a caveman going, ugh, and like a really bad tissue. And ugh.
Hold this. You have pockets.
I hate pockets.
Skin hanky.
Day in the life of me.
Yeah. Oh, it's constant. But yeah, a cave girl had to have her balm. But I'm pretty sure your pocket was just filled with blood and dead meat. It's really all you needed back then. You didn't have change or a wallet.
Hot dog saved a guy's life in Omaha on Friday.
I can't wait for this.
Tornado destroyed his house, but he was out buying hot dogs at a gas station when it happened. Saved by glizzies.
That's right. That's right. Don't laugh at it. You just encourage more of it.
It's something.
It is something. Did you see those tornadoes this weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Those people I watched a couple of those videos of those Subaru storm-chasing mobiles just driving right into it, kind of backing up after. Whoa, it's turning.
There was a massive one that people just were like, we can't drive away. That thing must have been a mile long. I've never seen one take up that much ground.
I was telling Lisa, I'm like, where do you go? The one that was filmed from the neighborhood was down the street. Yeah. And behind them was another one.
Yeah, they were getting, again, why do people live there?
Right.
I don't, I've
Is
said it.
25 over the weekend?
Yeah, there were a ton, at least. I'll say it again. I've said this a million times. If we lived in Mountain Spinning Alley, where once a year for about a month it was unpredictable when Camelback Mountain was going to get up and walk around, I wouldn't live here. They live in it, and it destroys everything regularly, and they just stand on rubble, hillbilly after hillbilly. Just like, yeah, we're going to have to rebuild. Like, stop living in flat, open spaces in Tornado Alley. Well, my family's lived here for years. Yep, and they were dumb, too.
They can find someplace else.
It's the same with hurricanes, too.
I don't get it. Yeah. I don't get it. But tornadoes are guaranteed every year to, like, threaten you. Again, real estate agent says, this is a nice house, but I have to warn you, you're in mountain spinning territory. What's that mean? Oh, every October, Camelback Mountain gets up and storms around for a little bit. We never know what direction. It just gets up and wrecks stuff? Yeah, every year.
Takes out 400 or 500 homes.
Every single year. Every year. Really, Pap goes into it too, but it's not as big. It messes stuff up too. Why would anyone live here? Good prices.
Beats us. But we're making
Family's
money.
Been doing it for years. But yeah, beware. We have mountain spinning season.
Arizona's most funniest morning show.
Yeah, exactly.
Morning Sickness.
I'm listening because I want to.
Mornings of 98KUPD.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
24 years ago, a cop in Indiana named Gene Eister saved a baby boy after someone abandoned him in a cardboard box. Now they're in the news after Gene found out the kid grew up to become a cop. 24-year-old Matthew Stewart is a rookie cop with the same police department Gene worked for.
Hmm.
Saw that on CBS Sunday Morning. They said he saved the kid, but he walked by the box and left it and brought back a teddy bear and then went about his duties. So he didn't really save it.
If you see a kid and you're like, should I take it home? Then you walk by, I can't leave him there.
Let someone know.
Bring him back a little can of food, and then you tell somebody, like, I'll take him. By the way, Beowulf is considered the oldest surviving poem in the English language. That's English. It says the author of the poem is unknown and referred to as Beowulf Poet. The date of the poem's composition is unknown. Arguments have been made for the origin as early as 7th century CE. Is that the before the zero?
No, that's after.
It is?
Yeah.
That's the oldest?
Christ extinction?
7th century. We had words before 800.
That's why your argument with what he had was...
Romans.
Right.
Yeah, they're saying even... You know, in the Egyptian time too.
Wait, you have to start using his thing and say my sources tell me.
Yeah, do that. Does CE mean Christ extinction or
no?
Wow, we got really graphic with that one. I've never seen CE before.
They changed it from
AD BC
AD and BC
to AM and PM.
Yes.
How come we don't have that then?
Tungus
we
is
should
out
have
there and has all
convenience
that.
Stores that are AD BC. Or BCAD, I guess.
Well, you have the ABC stores in Hawaii, so maybe you could change those.
So I don't know anything about Beowulf, but I'm annoyed by this whole poetry thing. Can't it just be pizza day again, Brady?
Soon.
Tomorrow, yeah. Probably.
A new poll asks people, when you encounter cute things like animals or babies, how often you feel an urge to squeeze them affectionately?
Never. Not kids.
This is a...
19% said always, 21% said usually.
The always people are on a list.
31% said sometimes, 15% said rarely, and 10% said zero.
Watch this, because I want to write something down. I'm going to prove Nostradamus is correct. I'm going to write the thing down, and then I'm going to fold it up and give it to Toledo.
Put it in his pocket?
Yeah, put this, it's a poem. Put it in your pocket and it's Beowulf. Hang on to that. Okay. Brett, you and I are sitting at lunch.
Yeah.
I have predicted Brett's answer. Somebody comes up to us and says, can I take a quick poll real quick? And we say, okay. And question number one from the pollster is, how often when you see something cute, do you want to squeeze it? What's your answer?
We play a match game?
Yeah. What do you say to that person? You don't have to write it down. Just say it.
What do you mean? Well, are we talking kids or are we just talking in general?
You and I.
I said kids, animals,
kids,
and babies.
Kids, animals, babies. Right. Somebody comes up while we're eating lunch and says, I'd like to ask you a question.
Okay.
They ask the question, how often do you want to squeeze a cute thing? What do you say?
The F away from me, first of all.
What did I write down? Get the F out of
here. Get the F out of
here. Are you serious?
Reveal the answer.
Get out of here. You're not trying to convert me, are you?
All I could picture was Brett and I sitting at a nice patio, sucking down noodles, and somebody goes, can I ask you guys a question? Sure, go ahead. If you see something cute, don't you just want to squeeze it? Get the f*** out of here. Weirdo.
The demographic who doesn't want anything to do with cute babies and animals, men age 45 and older.
Cheers.
There you go. Salute.
Salute, my friend. But how do they even get an answer from anybody any age with some nutbag with a clipboard going, if you see a cute puppy, kitty, or baby, do you want to squeeze it? Yeah, you need to get the out of here. Brett's right.
In Lawton, Oklahoma, there's a bent warrant issued for a substitute teacher who was substitute teaching a 7th grade class for, it looks like, 4 days. And she's in trouble because... she wanted to be friends with one of the students and kept offering her vape pen to the kid in between.
That's no good.
Yeah. 3 times it happened.
By the way, Toledo's being credited for coming up with the most badass band name ever, Christ Extinction. You can see the shirt CE.
Nice.
Christ Extinction is pretty solid. I thought that's what that was.
No, I just assumed. Because he's got to have Christ in there somewhere.
What does CE stand for?
I don't know. I'll look it up.
Yeah.
Because BC was before Christ, right?
No, it had something else.
No.
It was like some like anti-dominion or whatever it was. Yeah, Christ. One of those things. And BC had its own deal, too. Anni Domini. I forget what AD is. Something Latin.
It's right in that wheelhouse.
Yeah. You should know it. You had to study that crap.
That BC is before Christ, refers to the number of years before Christ was born. AD or Anno Domini refers to the period after Christ was born.
So they just started calling
CE before means Christ? Common era.
Ah.
BCE, before the common era.
Like
for those non-religious.
Super Bowl era versus the...
There you go,
Everything changed in 66.
Asterix. Everyone was on steroids back then, and they had the...
Oh, yeah, because, it was back in the steroid
poetry in the pockets.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw this, but a Delta flight had to turn around shortly after takeoff because the pilots felt a vibration in the plane. One of the emergency slides ejected out of the plane.
Was it hanging there?
Off. Yeah.
Oh. How does that happen with a door opening? I am turning into Biden. How's that happen? How do we do that?
They declared an emergency.
Yeah, I was there.
Turned the plane around, landed it safely.
Whee! I bet you pushed Biden down a slide and do that.
Whee!
100%.
I'm an old man. I say whee. Whee!
It came off.
Mean you're peeing?
The slide came off.
He probably does that when he pees and other things. Jill, whee! I have to picture that. Well, we probably found out when he got interviewed by Stern. Tell me, what noise do you make when you ejaculate? I just need to know. Wee! That was a peach.
Speaking of wee, there's a designer brand in the UK. They just debuted an $800 pre-stained or jeans that make it look like you peed your pants.
Pee-stained?
Yeah.
Pee-stained, pre-stained.
Yep.
They stained them to look like you wet yourself.
$800 are sold out. There's a picture.
Biden will be wearing those.
Whee!
Megan to Megan pee-pee. Hey, why would you want people to think you peed yourself?
They just auctioned off a gold watch that was on the Titanic. Belonged to the richest man in the world at the time, Jacob Astor IV. His 14-karat gold Waltham pocket watch. They're estimating it would sell for $100,000.
Did he live?
He did.
Yeah.
Well, no, he didn't live. He put his pregnant wife on the last rescue boat, and then they found his body floating.
Oh.
And they
swiped his watch.
They got the watch. He had 225 pounds.
They raided him?
English pounds in his pocket. He had $2,400 in cash in U.S. dollars.
In 1912?
In 1912.
He's the world's richest man.
Man, no kidding.
It's like Bill Gates' wallet today would be more than 2,400
diamond ring and golden diamond cufflinks. So it went
How much was $2,400 in 1912? Or when did it, 14 or 12? When did that thing sink?
I was thinking the same thing. So,
I'd guess about 150,000.
Arizona's most funniest morning show.
Yeah, exactly.
Morning Sickness.
I'm listening because I want to.
Mornings of 98 KUPD.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Well, let's see. His net worth at the time was $87 million.
That's how much he had back then? Well, he was a billionaire.
Yeah. Which they're saying equivalent to several billion dollars.
$79,000.
So it's $80,000. Just a guy had $80,000 sitting around in his pocket. It's like us walking around with $80,000 in our pocket.
And another 225 in English pounds just because he needed that cash to when they finally landed in London. So
and that's probably
convert
what?
It.
That'd be another like $10,000. I don't know how it works.
Well, they're expecting $100,000 for that watch. And it went for $1.1
million. Whoa. Wow. Take that trip, Reed.
He probably bought it.
Yeah. I have the watch.
Was an American who bought it.
What if it
there
is
you go.
Son of a bitch. He's going to come in with the Astor watch. Looky.
There it is. He'll have it on a chain linked to his little
just
pocket.
Just whipping it around. Yeah. So guys notice anything different about me? You're in a zoot suit and you're spinning a watch. You're damn right. All right. $1 million.
Let's get to some radio videos. The first one is someone dug up an old 80s ad for a hotline. You'd call to just cry. $2 for the first minute. And 45 cents each additional
you
minute.
You would cry or they would cry to you?
No, you cry.
Why would you?
You got to see the ad.
Call someone to cry. Just cry.
The number 1-900-9099-CRY.
I watched a lot of TV back then and I don't remember this. 1-8-1.
Hilarious.
Oh, this is hot. Is the lady just crying? Oh, it's a dude.
All over America, break down and cry like
what a
this.
Bitch.
Ow. Call 1-900-9099-CRY and hear it for yourself.
What's the other person on the line doing?
45 cents. I don't know.
Just listening.
If you're under 18, ask your parents before you call.
Before you cry.
Yeah, ask your parents.
Can I call the cry line?
I'll give you something to cry about. You call that cry line.
That's exactly what Kurt Vesey would have said.
Because an hour goes by just
you'll be crying
like
once I get the goddamn phone bill. Hold on. Hi, cry line. Can I help you? I see you've already started. I'll just wait it out. Like, what do you do on the other end?
Is that still in order? We should call that.
Give it a ring.
It's a 900 number.
I'll do it on my phone.
900-9099-CRY.
900-9099-CRY. Let's see what it is.
The call you are attempting to place is not allowed from this line.
It still works.
I did it wrong. The cry line. Why not just pick up the phone and put it up against your head and pretend you called and save yourself a couple bucks? The guy on the other side's not trying to stop you from crying?
Yeah, I don't know how they start up. I guess evidently you're calling knowing you're crying. Yeah. And this
you're
is saying,
so ugly. You're
let
so
it out.
Ugly.
Let it out.
You're a disgusting pig. There's a reason he left you.
I can't. There isn't.
Just call me. I'll do it cheaper than that.
I know. I'll do it for free just for the fun of it.
Oh, hell yeah.
The next video.
You smell like corn nuts, lady.
I know. Is a kid on a soccer goalie, and they're basically elevating.
Not the goalie.
Soccer goal. Sorry.
What, he's standing on the goalie?
The kid's holding the crossbar. It's tilted. He's on the goal. The soccer
goal. He's hanging off the goal.
Yeah, and then they're going to elevate it up.
All right. Oh, they're trying to push the soccer goal.
They're trying to pull it down.
Pull it down.
I'm ready when you are. Go, go.
No, this is not.
They let it up.
These are very heavy bars. And they're just hanging. Oh, geez, it's going to shoot him into the air. And it does. Oh, that's a broken arm. That's a wildly broken arm.
Oh, yeah, the hanger.
Oh, man. Oh, it's hanging by the.
Go, go.
Oh, that's the humerus snapping in half. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Does it make a noise?
Oh, your kid's crying.
Oh, God. That's horrible. Oh, I can't listen. I can't. Oh, that thing's dangling. He's got a new elbow. About 4 inches higher than his last elbow.
Next one's announcing a veteran from World War II at the Mets game, I believe.
And here he is, our veteran of the game, Seymour Wiener. And here he is.
That's a Brady special for a Monday.
Totally.
Hey, I served in World War II with Seymour Wiener. Tell me about that. Tell me about you and Seymour Wiener.
By the way, I think you sent that while you were at Kirby's tennis match on Friday.
So did he?
I know what you were watching.
Might have been.
You weren't watching that.
Should have been watching the match.
Yep.
I need to tell you, Baba Bastard, tell me about Seymour Wiener, Mr. President.
What do you want to know?
Well, he was a good man. Did you Seymour Wiener, did you ever make fun of his name?
Next one's a dude doing a live report. And a little something happens in the background.
Okay.
That despite was standing for something controlling the Red Sea on Gulf of Aden, the Yemeni Navy's
bunch of motorcycles and some
highlight
dump.
Their army's advanced weaponry and capabilities.
Cars running around. There's a guy about to cross the road.
Should motivate
that's not
other
it. That wasn't
powers.
It. A dude in a dress crossing the street.
Against the Western hegemony.
Something's going to blow up. Another family crossing the road. Oh, his family tried to run across the street. Didn't make it. Yeah, there's the news story.
Let's cut it.
Again, Brady's looking at an awful lot of Middle Eastern websites. all the language is not even, it's all Middle Eastern.
Yeah, can you write that and read it by now?
No, you put it, it's poetry. They haven't invented words there yet. Wow, that's brutal.
Next one's a motorcycle accident. I think the guy hit the gas rather than the brake.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Well, now your internet's frozen. Here we go. Oh, he's weaving in and out of traffic. He's coming to a stoplight. Oh, no! He goes right into the back of a little Honda something or other. Just mashes his face into the back of it. Whoops. Oh.
What the hell did he do?
Yikes. He just gassed it.
Wow. It looks like he took his one arm off and then was trying to make up.
Oh, yeah.
Steering
no.
The,
yeah.
Steering the...
Yeah, scooter. It almost seems like he accelerated.
Yeah, because I think he was trying to turn the wheel.
Yeah, I think he leaned back and his hand just gassed it. Oh my goodness! Sell your bike.
Next one's for John.
That's it. Let's
no more.
That's too many.
Okay. Too many.
Wow.
I don't have any. So.
Oh, you want that one?
All right. Yeah, go ahead. I'm.
All right, Brett's dry. So Brady gets his last one that Toledo has already put up a red flag over.
He sent me like 12 this week. I'm like, that's too many.
Save some for tomorrow.
This one's for John, obviously.
You got nothing.
Huh?
This guy tops
Big
you.
Nose?
Yeah.
Oh, look at the size of that schnoz. Oh, my goodness. I don't know. I feel like I'm in this.
Okay, well.
No, I'm not.
Whoa. No.
That's how I feel, though.
My God.
Wow.
Biggest nose. That is kind of how I feel when I look in the mirror. And I see pictures of myself. I saw people were texting me when they saw me on TV last night with the Suns game. And I had my head turned, and I was clapping when Coach Finch got drug out by us. And people were like, what are you clapping for his injury? I'm like, no, I'm saying, go get him, Coach. You know, way to go, stuff like that. You know, it was encouraging. But then I looked down at the picture. My nose is just huge. But it's not that big. That dude's
You're
beyond, like,
that.
That's beyond that's big nose. That's just hilarious. Like, I'd keep that just
like,
for
he me. Knows. He knows yeah. It's hilarious.
Mine's just so big. It still looks like I'm trying. It still looks like I'm you have a nose like that, you just dress that thing up. It's hilarious. All right. You don't have any, Brett?
No, I'm dry this weekend.
Double good. All right. There you go. That is your Brady Report, brought to you by our friends over at Hooters.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.